We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
All right, welcome back. The coach, Tom Herman, University of Texas, with a nice haul yesterday. Let's talk to him about that. Coming back to Houston to play in the bowl game. Coach Tom Herman with us here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, what's up?
How you guys doing? Appreciate you having me back.
Man, we appreciate you being here. First of all, let's talk about your class yesterday. How about this early signing period? What do you think, and how did it work out for you guys?
Well, I think it's good for the players, especially the ones that that know where they want to go. They don't want to be recruited anymore. They just want to get it over with. And so I think you saw a lot of that. I think you saw some guys that were eager because it became the popular thing to do because it was new to sign in December. So I think in the future there may be less of that. There may be, you know, some better advice from some people that have seen the way it played out this year. But I think overall it's you know, anything that can help the student athlete, which I think this was put in place to do, is a good thing. And for those that know where they want to go and want recruiting to be over, then they should be afforded that opportunity.
You know, there's so many. How's this going to change the world of late? It's going to change. There's a lot of schools out there who are pretty good at flipping guys later or go aggressively after guys late to flip them. This changes the landscape as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, it's really, really difficult for a school like us because we don't, quote, over offer. You know, we're not going to we have very, very few offers out there because when we say the word offer, we're not. There's no such thing as a non-committable offer or an offer to get you to Cam. I mean, I hear all these things nowadays, and it's you know, makes my eyes roll just because you offer a kid a scholarship, that's offering them a scholarship. And so for us, if he wants to say yes, he has that opportunity to do that, and we better be doing cartwheels and jumping jacks if he does. And so you're going to offer the guys that you want first, that you have evaluated and said this is the best at his position and for what we need. But there's also guys that are down that list too. And you've got to recruit those guys without an offer at Texas because a lot of times if you offer somebody at Texas, they're going to say yes, and then that spot gets taken up. And so it used to be back in the day, then you could kind of go back in on that kid and, you know, with a few weeks left before signing day, you could convince him to come visit and start building a better relationship with him if you needed to offer him. But now that kid's gone. You know, he's signing with somebody else. And so it really makes, you know, how you throw your offers out, it really makes you think twice about, you know, where the strategy behind that.
Tom Herman with us here on ESPN 97.5. All the coaches that I've talked to, Coach, have mostly said, I like the early signing period. I hate the spring visits because it just elongates that. And, you know, a lot of off time for guys who don't make a hell of a – everybody's, well, you coaches make millions of – not every – a lot of coaches don't make millions of dollars, okay? So – and it that time that they could have had off is now spent recruiting.
Yeah, we're not going to do it. Only in very rare circumstances would we even think about doing it. We don't need to. We're going to sign 80 to 90% of our class from guys that are within driving distance of our campus. And so we're going to push really hard to get all those guys here multiple times on unofficial visits. But, you know, for us, you know, we don't need, you know, it's going to help the Midwest schools that need to go south to fill their rosters because, you know, those places are a lot more attractive in the spring than they are in December and January. And their players, their rosters need to be filled with guys that can't drive to their campus. So, I think it's good. Again, it's good for the kids, man. It's good for these kids to be able to get exposed to these out-of-state schools if they so choose and have the school pay for it. But, again, I think out of sight, out of mind, if a kid comes on a visit in April and you're expecting to sign him in December and he's never coming back to your campus again, the odds of you getting that kid are probably pretty slim.
Well, it started innocuously enough last year with two guys who had injury issues, Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette, skipping bowl games. And now it has really blown up with players who are now skipping bowl games, who are going to the pros. I'm sure the Jalen Smith thing had something to do with that, Ohio State versus Notre Dame a couple years ago. But I don't know. How do you reconcile that, Coach? Because you want to go out there and win. You also have been part of programs where you send a lot of guys to the pros, so you understand that too. Like, you're dealing with that now. How do you deal with that? How do you view that?
I think you can do both, and I'll explain what both means. I think you can advise and want your guys all to play in the bowl game and finish their season. The season is not done, but I also think that, you know, you're as the head coach or any coach, you're not the sole decision maker for that young man, and he's got people in his life that are giving him advice. He's got his own opinion on things, and should he choose to declare early for the NFL draft and not play in the bowl game, then we're going to support him because we want our guys to be successful. We want them to be happy. We want them to have great careers in the National Football League. You know, so we're going to support them. But just because they you know, maybe make a decision that's against your advice doesn't mean you're going to excommunicate them from this family or this support system. We're going to give them our advice, but then at the end of the day, they make a decision, and we're going to support them.
But how does that change preparation for you? Because obviously you're going to have some guys who aren't playing. So I know I've heard coaches say, we love bowl games because this is like an early spring practice for us. I mean, this is a chance for some guys to step up. Is that how you're looking at this at all? You know, an opportunity for some guys to make a name headed into next year?
Yeah, it's been great for some of these kids that are filling in for a couple of these guys that are deciding not to play in the bowl game, because they get so many more quality reps in practice through these practices in the bowl preparation than they're going to play in the game. Now, obviously, we're not as good a team when the guys that have declared for the NFL aren't playing. I mean, that's or else they wouldn't be playing, and the guy that's their backup would have been. You know what I mean? And so, but that's okay. We'll figure out a way to get better. These kids that are coming in to fill in for those guys are going to be better because of the experience. And, I'm excited to kind of, you know, this is kind of an out with the old, in with the new, in terms of bowl prep. You're kind of ushering out the 2017 season and ushering in the 2018 season.
Tom Herman with us on ESPN 97.5. So after your first year there, you and now you've got your first class in, well, at least the early signing period. What did you think? What did you have to focus on? What did you need most?
Well, we needed DBs, and we signed an unbelievable DB class that I'm so proud of our coaches and really our players do an unbelievable job recruiting for us and being honest with these recruits and inviting competition to our team and, letting them know just how much we truly do care about them and all of the positive things that are going on in our program. So we needed DBs and then we needed offensive linemen. And, I think we addressed those needs pretty well.
I got to tell you, I went up and watched a practice earlier this year, John. And, Coach, I don't know. I don't think this is a norm in college football. I saw technology there as far as helmet stuff and concussion protocol stuff, a workout, the 3D cameras that you guys have there, Coach. Your weight room, you guys just redid a weight room. It was unbelievable. Are there a lot of programs that have this stuff, or do you guys have some stuff that a lot of programs don't have right now? Because I've never seen these before.
Yeah, I'd like to think. I mean, I don't know what everybody in the country has, but I think we're pretty cutting edge. And, we even go so far as to do, like you were saying, these 3D body scans, and we put all of our players. We do an assessment on them when they first get here, and these cameras, follow them, but they monitor them as they're doing all sorts of different exercises, from box jumps to hamstring curls to you name it, and it'll tell you quite literally, hey, when you're doing a box jump, you know, mm-hmm. if it's a 2-footed box jump, you're actually really using your right leg, 12% more than your left leg, and so that means your left leg's probably a little bit weaker, so we've got to focus on your left leg. And so I think they're all tied into injury prevention as well as, maximizing a young man's genetic potential. Every kid's got a genetic ceiling, if you will, genetic potential, we call it. We think that our program maximizes that genetic potential better than anybody in the country.
And the clearest urine, too.
That's right. And we had zero hamstring pulls this season.
Did you really?
Hydrate and stretch.
If your urine is yellow, you're a selfish teammate.
That is correct. Dark yellow.
Dark yellow.
Let me tell you, I'm not a good teammate. Diet Dr. Peppers and coffee all day. I'm like, ooh, Coach Herman would call me a selfish guy right now at this very moment.
You're not about the team, Lance.
No.
Not about the team.
Not at all.
All right, we'll let you go. We know you got to go. We appreciate you hanging with us. Welcome back to Houston, and good luck against Missouri. We didn't even talk about Missouri. Drew Locke's pretty good, isn't he?
Jamon Moore, they got some really players. Good.
They've won six straight. Their quarterback's thrown for the most touchdown passes in all of Division I football. So, we've got our work cut out for us.
And that defense is kind of sneaky good, too. They got a good front.
They got better.
They got a good front. Marcel Frazier.
You're right, Lance. Their front is really, really good.
This
really
big
good.
Guy, I don't know even know who he is. Some big guy that they have, like a single-digit number. I had to go look him up because he's a sophomore. He was throwing guys around. I'm like, who is this guy? Marcel Frazier's
thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, no problem, Coach. Get them blocked up.
Yeah. Have fun with that, Coach. All right, we'll see you here.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, there's Tom Herman right here. He's going to be at the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bowl.